Just a day after he stepped down as Prime Minister, Tony Blair is making plans to travel to the Middle East in his new job as representative of the so-called Quartet Group, made up of the European Union, the United Nations, the United States, and Russia. His overall job will be to prepare the ground for a negotiated settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mr. Blair has described the job as a huge challenge. In his last appearance in the House of Commons on Wednesday, Mr. Blair spoke about what needs to happen in the region.
The absolute priority is to try to give effect to what is now the consensus across the international community, that the only way of bringing stability and peace to the Middle East is a two-state solution, which means a state of Israel that is secure and confident of its security, and a Palestinian state that is not merely viable in terms of its territory, but in terms of its institutions and governance. I believe it is possible to do that, but it will require a huge intensity of focus and work.
Mr. Blair's appointment as envoy has received mixed reviews. There's been a hearty welcome from Washington and approving nods from Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the appointment, as did Prime Minister Salam Fayyad. But the militant group Hamas, which has taken control of the Gaza Strip, rejected Mr. Blair as an honest broker, saying he's too close to U.S. President George Bush. Mr. Blair's closeness to the White House and his steadfast support for the war in Iraq have made him a target for harsh criticism throughout the region, and many doubt his ability to act independently. A Blair biographer, Professor Anthony Seldon of London's Wellington College, believes that Mr. Blair's impact will be minimal.
He's obviously very interested in trying to bring about a peace between Israel and Palestine, but the reality is that he couldn't do it when he was the second most powerful man in the world, and I don't think he'll be able to achieve very much at all when he's just an ordinary person.
Professor Seldon believes that what is needed to restart any real peace process will be sufficient political will in Washington. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.